We are on in the Art Scroll page 6. How many lines from the three lines Re'e, and in the Feldheim green one page Gimel Re'e. Let us continue Re'e. Ki ein divrei hachsidus v'inyani ayurav avatar azalev dvar mutvoyim ba'adam machli yitzorachim tzoyim l'knoisav. Now what's the problem? The problem is that in order to reach this, you have to work for them. It's not natural that you don't have to work for it. Elyon so somebody other masim koshim it's called to say mativyos. Right? Kashena vayikitza, going to sleep. You don't have to work on falling asleep. You don't have to work on waking up. Harav asoiva. He's not talking about waking up early. He's just saying your body naturally will wake up. It'll go to sleep. You don't have to work on being hungry. You don't have to work on being satisfied. V'chol shara tenuos achukos b'tivenu. Right? Other natural things that are in our nature. Elavadai shetzichem lemtoim dachlus l'knoisasam. Right? What do people say? Oh, why? I wish I could be connected to Shabbos. I wish I could be connected to Torah. I wish I could be connected to Hashem and have Ava and have Yira. Yeah, it's something that you have to be kona. You have to pay for it. You have to work for it. You have to spend time and energy. Not only that, there's the forces going against you, right? As we say, dead fish go with the flow. Dead fish go with the flow. So if you're going against the current, there's a current going against you. Besides the fact that you have to pay to acquire it, there's the current going against you. Right? There are many things that pull us away from being koina. Imkain, zakta holy ramchal, efo eich lo yisrach lahutzi zman, like we're doing right now. 10 minutes a day keeps the Yetzirah away. So you spend 10 minutes at least a day, like we spoke today in Shir, right? 10 minutes a day, that's Devar. 10 minutes a day can change your life. You think you have to change your life, you have to do all these things to change your life. 10 minutes a day can begin to shift a person. Ladas amitas advarim, ladas aderech leknoisim. So spend time acquiring yira, ahava, taras alev. May ayin tavaya chachma. Frekta ramchal. Where is the chachma going to come? Believe ha'adam im lo yivakshena. If I'm not going to go for it and try and be mevakish, I'm not going to search for it, to yearn for it, to want it, to tap into it. Since every chacham understands what I got to do, listen to what the Ramchal, how deep he's saying that. What does Hashem want from me? As he's going to say later on, Rachman Ali Babai. What does Hashem want? He wants your heart. It's like the wife. She doesn't want your flowers that you send to her Friday afternoon from the credit card that's on file at the flower store that shows up. Okay, she might also be happy to get flowers delivered to her every Friday, automatically coming to the doorstep and coming. But when you walk around and you pick out the flowers and you show your love and you deep down love your wife, you it's in your heart and she knows it. The people you're around, you know, Hashem is the same thing. Hashem wants us to develop ourselves deeply with our religion. It's not just about putting on tefillin. It's not just about davening. It's not just about learning. It's about the relationship that Hashem wants from us, that He wants us to have with Him. Based on the pasuk. Based on the pasuk from a few parashas ago, Va'ata Yisrael, Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoyel Meimach. What does God want from us? He wants us to have a relationship with Him. He wants us to connect. He wants us la'ava, la'avoid, as He's going to go through. The Ramchal is going to explain all these. Hayitachin, could it be? We're only four and a half minutes, almost 5 minutes. That's it. Incredible how it transports us to a different planet. Hayitachin sheyiga v'yalmo sechleinu b'chakir z'shalayin z'chayavnu ba b'pilpulim et shalietzon l'shom primeyem v'dinim asher enam shayachem lanu u'mash chayavim anu l'boireinu choyva rabba. Could it be that our focus is maybe on the wrong things or not as much on the right things? Let me say it like that. Our focus needs to be more on the right things. This that we are responsible to our Creator. So I'm just doing it in rote, like the example I gave of just sending your wife flowers and as opposed to, you know, picking out the flowers as opposed to loving your wife. What is Yira? People want to say, what is Yira? That's why I don't like to translate it so much. What's Yira? I don't know. Why don't you look into what Yira, what, that's what he says. Echniknoso. If I don't know what it is, how do I know to acquire it? As Ramchal says straight, Yira, which is the letters of Re'iyah, to see Hashem, to have Yira, Yitzchak Avinu, was blind. He was blind to this world because he was so connected to Hashem. Yira is Re'iyah. He to have Yira, Pachad Yitzchak, to have Yira. What does that mean? It means that I'm aware that Hashem runs the world. I'm aware that Hashem is in my life. And the world will steal that from us. The world, as we always say, Olam is Melashon Helam, that the world goes ahead and makes us forget about Hashem. That's the natural way the world does things to us. How can we sort of bypass that? How can we break through that to remember Ein oid melvada, and it's all Hashem. We know that we have to have Yiras Hashem. Ha'ava, k'moy kein. Zakter Ramcham, lo yishtal k'vosob, lo vinu b'koklam zar magim ha'yisom zeh, ichnim t'embano. Right? Oh, I wish I had loved Hashem. I wish I was in love with Hashem. I connected to Hashem. Yeah, you got it. It takes time. It takes effort. You have to work through it. May ayin yavo yadvekes, v'slazim Hashem imo yizbarach v'im t'ayrasa. Unbelievable that he throws in the Torah over there. He says, where's the love with Hashem and it with his Torah? Yeah, with his Torah. Imlo nishal gudulasa rumusa shal yoyidu b'li b'na dvekas hazeh. Okay, he's giving little sprinkles of what he's going to be talking about later. Right? If I don't realize the greatness of Hashem, the godless of Hashem, the incredible, how am I going to have this connection to his Torah, to him. Ech titar machshavtenu. How is my head, my brain going to be clean? And lo nishtadel and akosim and amurish madaba teva gufni. Physical blemishes. V'amidos kulam atzichus mokim tikun v'yishara. Right, a person is born with midos, with bad midos. We see it in our homes sometimes. We pick up from our parents, from our grandparents, from our great-grandparents. It all drips down the sometimes bad midas. How am I going to fix that? How am I going to change that? How am I going to work on that if I don't spend time with that? Mi yashrim. Who's going to fix them? Umi yataknim. Who's going to straighten them out? Im lo nasim leiv aleihem. If we're not going to pay attention to them, if we really delved in, listen to how great the Ramchal, look how he says this. We're going to finish
we would give good to ourselves. You hear what he says? We would do good for ourselves.
You hear this? If we really knew about this, we would give it to ourselves and then share it with others. What does that mean? If you search it out like money, and you search it out like those pearls that are hidden treasures, then you'll find Yiras Hashem. Listen to this. Eina Omer, we're going to wrap up with this. Eina Omer Oztavin philosophy, Oztavin chuna, Oztavin refuah. You want to become a doctor? You want to become a lawyer? You spend time, but you could bypass. You could do it. You could do it quicker if you're brighter. You could have protexia. You could be like this. You could go. It's something that you could shortcut sometimes. Oztavin dinim, Oztavin halachas.
What does that mean? In order to be koina, it's like a relationship with Hashem. There are no shortcuts. There's a path. There's for sure a path, but there are no shortcuts. Hare lecha shelahavin. I have this star. Do you hear this? Lahavin ayira. To understand what yira is. To understand what Hashem is. Tzarech levakesh oisa chakeseth ulechapes oisa chmatmonim. You must search. You must search. One of the chevra told me today, and I'll wrap up with this. I was so inspired by him, where he says, I want to find, I want to become closer to Hashem. I want to find my relationship with Hashem. I'm going to work to get there. I guarantee, I have no suffix that he's going to get there. When we spend our moments and we spend time in developing, understanding our relationship with Hashem, understanding why I put on tefillin, understanding what Shabbos is about, understanding what Hashem wants from me, understanding why I'm learning Torah, understanding what Torah is about, asking questions, being open, then, harchev picha va'amaleo. Shol b'zoicha. 11 minutes, 17 seconds. I said sometimes we might go a minute or so over. 11 minutes, 17 seconds will change your life. 10 minutes a day keeps the Yetzer Hara away. And as Rabbi Varon says, end at bay.